Texte numéro 53. McDonald's launch McItaly burger. If ever there was a sign of the moral bankruptcy of Silvio Berlusconi's government, it is the sight of a McDonald's apron wrapped around the svelte frame of the Minister of Agriculture, Luca Zaia, as he helped launch the new McItaly range of burgers. Signor Zaia may make cooing noises. We want to give an imprint of Italian flavours to our youngsters, he said, as he whipped up one of McDonald's new line of McItaly burgers, a devilish concoction of artichoke spread, Asiago cheese and lettuce, all produced in Italy, including the hamburger meat and the bread. But the silence of the lambs would be more appropriate. An imprint of Italian flavours. Did you ever hear such humbug? It is quite clear that Signor Zaia wouldn't let such offensive products near his own mouth unless there was a photo opportunity attached to it. The trouble for you foreigners is that Italians speak in dialect and eat in dialect, an Italian once said to me. It is a problem. Even Italians from different parts of the country can have difficulties understanding each other. But it is also a delight. Italy has enjoyed a food culture of unparalleled richness and diversity. For many Italians, their very sense of identity lies in the food, not just of the region in which they were born, but of the town, village, hamlet, even house. And they hold to the superiority of their local produce and dishes with passion. Pleasure lies in diversity, not homogeneity. Who wants to eat the same stuff the whole world over? It's boring. It's the kind of global mind-numbing sameness and taste-bud-mugging mediocrity that McDonald's embodies. But there was something more than just political opportunism and commercial public relations in the place where this sad act of betrayal took place. It has a symbolic significance. It was the opening of this very branch, let us remind ourselves, that spurred Carlo Petrini and other far-sighted friends to set up Slow Food to resist the forces of gastro-globalisation and homogenisation, and to celebrate diversity, difference, individuality and quality. It does not bode well for the healthy survival of Italy's extraordinarily diverse food culture that the government should be seen to be embracing its very antithesis with such unbridled enthusiasm. McDonald's speaks Italian, declares the advertising slogan. It may well do, but it is the corporate Italian of Signor Berlusconi and his ghastly crew of cronies, rather than the vast range of regional dialects that most Italians slip into to declare their personal allegiances. We can only hope that the Italians show stiffer resolve than other countries around the world, which continue to embrace McDonald's in ever more depressing ways. Adapted from www.guardian.co.uk, January 2010.